You're very familiar with cholera, but I'm not sure many Americans are. So if you could just explain, what is it exactly and what causes it and why is it so serious?
The bottom line is it's being poisoned by polluted water, and you basically die unless you get clean water quickly. It's a matter of hydration. There's no great secret to how to get over cholera. It's the fact that there's no water to be had. When I was in Zimbabwe recently, literally sewage is running down the side of the street. I spoke with a medical student the other day who just said to me, "Frank, we don't have a thing to drink." He said, "It's almost like we're here just to die." It's very clear. You turn on the spigot, the water is brown. So that's the cause, contaminated water.
And there's nobody immune from this. There are no safe sources of supply. Is the entire water supply of the country contaminated, to your knowledge?
Yes. The country's water supply is contaminated. Many people, or some people, have borehole wells where they can get water and boil it and, you know, purify it. But the average person doesn't have that luxury.
How is an epidemic like this placed under control? What measures need to be taken?
The government has to provide the right chemicals to purify the water. Remember, about 3 years ago, the Mugabe regime took over all the water supplies throughout Zimbabwe. So individual towns and cities like Bulawayo had their own water sanitation systems. But as in typical Mugabe practice, he took over all of the water supply. And basically through neglect, the water supply has been contaminated. I think it's really important to put cholera in perspective. This is a man-made situation.
Zimbabwe's Minister of Health, David Parier Onyatwa, has declared the outbreak a national emergency. Does that mean that the government is requesting international assistance?
Yes, clearly they want more money and they want more supplies, but they've been getting money and supplies consistently and denying it to people that need it. So it's not just so much, yes, open the gates now and tell everybody we need help, but don't steal the help. Don't stand in the way of medical supplies and food coming in.
Is any international aid getting through now, or has
yes.
the international community withheld aid? Because what you're telling me is he's using international aid for political purposes to
Absolutely.
Punish his enemies and to reward his supporters. So
Correct.
So is there, and so as a consequence of that, some international aid organizations, and also for the safety of their workers, have pulled out. So is any aid getting there now, and of what type?
Yes. I mean, organizations are now back in at the government's request. It's really important to distinguish organizations like Physicians for Human Rights and aid organizations, or Doctors Without Borders, or Red Cross and others. They can't speak out about the situation that we do because they would be at risk and they wouldn't have access. So it's organizations like human rights organizations that have the opportunity to tell the story. So the things are getting in, but it's the blockades. It's making sure that the government allows those organizations to go where they want them to go. So if the WHO can go in and feed people, but they're the people that Mr. Mugabe's regime tells them they can feed. They just don't have carte blanche to go anywhere in Zimbabwe.
What is the ethical response by organizations like yours and other persons who are concerned about the situation? In essence, you're caught in a rock and a hard place. If you withhold your assistance, then your concern is you're not in a position to support the people who really desperately need help at this point. Mm-hmm. But then if you do offer aid, it's being controlled by the government for the purpose of propping up an already repressive regime. So what is the what response would you wish to see by the international community, the international aid community, and governments who are interested?
I've never been a proponent of holding up aid, because a human life is a human life. And when I worked in Rwanda and Somalia, people used to say, well, there was so much theft and stealing. Maybe we should stop. And people would say, you know, if you're saving one human life, just keep it coming. So I'm all for the continued aid and relief workers.
What is the worst case scenario if this situation is not contained?
Thousands of people could die in Zimbabwe, as well as, you know, impacting the entire health system of surrounding countries. And, you know, what's most concerning, Michelle, is that people are very focused on the cholera epidemic, obviously, because it's the thing that's now getting the attention. It isn't a cholera epidemic. It's a human rights collapse. It's the whole health system collapse. And the health system collapse is the beginning of the destruction of a people.
Frank Donahue is the CEO of Physicians for Human Rights. He was kind enough to join us from member station WBUR in Boston. Mr. Donahue, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Michelle.